The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, might strip Arizona officials of their ability to regulate workers' safety in the state because of their refusal to adopt emergency standards for healthcare workers. Arizona is one of three states to not comply with the federal standard out of 22 states that are eligible. And now OSHA is taking initial steps to revoke the Industrial Commission of Arizona's authority to set standards statewide. Governor Ducey, who appointed the agency's commissioners, called the threat a, quote, political stunt and desperate power grab. And a representative for the ICA says the federal agency is an example of bureaucracy at its worst and accused it of not caring about public input. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services is with us now to talk about what all of this means. Howie, it has been way too long. Good morning.
Yes. Well, once again, we have agencies fighting over bureaucracies and egos and probably a little bit of politics here.
So what are the standards that the feds are accusing the state of not implementing?
OSHA has the power to adopt emergency rules. The one we all heard about, which is still impending, obviously deals with vaccinations for certain kinds of workers. This one is much narrower. It deals with healthcare workers. For example, they require employers to provide reasonable time to workers to get vaccinated, cover sick time. There's infection control measures, ventilation rates, air filtration, requiring everyone in a facility to wear a mask and physical distancing. Generally speaking, as you point out, Arizona has the authority, along with the two dozen other states, to enforce federal laws. The requirement is that they be at least equivalent to what the feds are doing. And then the feds say, fine, we'll let you take care of it. The feds took a look at what Arizona has. Arizona said, well, we have some state laws. For example, we have a law in the books that says people can take paid sick time for COVID testing and vaccination. The feds wrote back, said, no, that's not equivalent. And, you know, you need to do something better. Well, all this occurred over the course of 2 or 3 months. Meanwhile, the feds had told Arizona, if you don't have a plan in place by July, we're going to move to rescind your state delegation. And that's exactly what happened yesterday, as they said, look, you're still monkeying around with this. The state said, we will adopt it, but we have to have public hearings first. The feds are saying, look, this is not an optional thing. So now we're in the position of the state being told it's going to lose its authority. What makes this particularly important, not just for this case, is everything else that occurs.
Right.
If the state loses its authority, then employers here are going to have to deal with federal OSHA. And they don't like that idea. They'd rather deal with somebody in the state. It also comes, as we started talking about, as the feds are going to propose some new vaccination rules. And the question becomes, is that enforced by the State Industrial Commission or is that enforced by federal OSHA?
Howie, is this a done deal? I mean, is there room for negotiation or for the state to say, okay, we'll do it?
Well, officially speaking, what the Department of Labor, which is the parent company of federal OSHA, is doing is they're publishing a notice in the Federal Register saying, we intend to take this action. Now, theoretically, there is a time period in there for the state to appeal would be the word, although I'm not sure that really applies here, but to object to the proposed change, to make their case, and to see if they can get the Department of Labor to change its mind. I think that the Department of Labor is concerned that some states like Arizona, South Carolina, and Utah, which are the three states involved here, are really not interested in cooperation, and they really want to get their attention with the 2x4. This could be compromised. This could be dealt with. But it's going to require the Industrial Commission to do more than what they've done now. In fact, when I talked to the Industrial Commission spokesman yesterday, he said, well, we're moving toward that, but we want to have these public hearings, and that won't start till next month. And I think federal OSHA at some point is just going to run out of patience and say, why are we dealing with you people?
Right. And Howie, I think the point you made earlier is an important one. I want to quickly ask you about it. If the Industrial Commission loses its authority, this isn't just COVID, right, that the feds would be in charge of. It would be everything that the Industrial Commission does.
And that's really crucial because right now, for example, many of the safety violations are cited tend to be construction site violations, you know, whether a pit is properly, buttressed on both sides to keep it from caving in, or whether workers are tethered when they're up on a high line. So the question becomes, who does enforce it? Now, the state would require, would rather have, the employers would rather have local folks involved in this. To a certain extent, it may also help the workers to the extent that there are more state industrial commission inspectors than there might be federal inspectors. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, from the perspective of some employees, they say, well, wait a second. Do we really want somebody that's that friendly with employers doing this? So it's kind of a mixed bag there. But you're right. Every safety regulation you see out there, hard hats, breathing equipment, is all going to be regulated by somebody. The question is it going to be the State Industrial Commission or is it going to be federal OSHA?
Right. All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Thanks, Howie.
Stay safe.